So in studio with me, I have Kim Van Gavel, a co-founder of Film Project, an organization that is on a mission to bring age appropriation, education and information to the people of South Africa in a fun and in an interactive and appropriable manner. The organization started their journey with a project that deals with menstruation and empowering teenage learners to speak about the issues that they may face. Kim is here today to tell us more about the organization and what they are going to do to help the youth. So tell us more about yourself, Kim.
Firstly, you did such a good job at introducing my organization. I feel like you can take my job over. Hello, everyone. Firstly, I'm happy to be here. My name is Kim Windvogel. And yes, I'm a co-founder and co-director of Film Project, alongside two other phenomenal people, Lauren Lopesha and Kelly Eve Quipman, who are both traveling outside of the country currently, and that's why they're not here, and now it's me. Yeah, so the organization started in 2014. That time we were working with a big corporation and they were funding us, and the mandate was that we had to bring age-appropriate menstrual education to young people who are menstruating in the Western Cape. And through that partnership, we worked with more than 3,000 learners. But up to now, up to this year, we've worked with close to 5,000 learners in the last 5 years. So it's been a massive growth spurt. But since then, the organization has changed a lot. We are trying to incorporate different type of things, like speaking about queer politics, you know, incorporating a lot more into the space, and also working with different genders. Before, the mandates were that we had to work with girls only. And now we're trying to figure out how can we change our workshops and the content, the things that we speak about in our workshops, to be more inclusive and to be more open to the different identities that we all have inside of us. So yeah, it's an exciting journey, but it's one that I love doing.
So can you tell me more about the film project? Like, what's it all about, all that?
Okay, so yeah, as I said, it started off with us doing a lot of education surrounding menstruation, and speaking to kids about what menstruation actually is, you know, how your body works, what pregnancy is, you know, everything that is internal, what a uterus is, you know, everything about menstruation, and a big word that we call it is reproductive health. but since then, as I said, we've grown a lot. We've started to do advocacy work, and what advocacy work means is you go to different spaces, whether that be in your own country or in another country, and you go speak about things that you believe in, and then you advocate for those things. And what FEM advocates for is freedom of expression, freedom to own the right to be lesbian or bisexual or queer or gay or transgender or intersex or asexual, all of those identities, or being queer, as I mentioned. So that's the type of things that we advocate for. We advocate for those rights, and we advocate for access, you know, so that we have access to different things like healthcare. We're in a hospital, you know, people need access to healthcare. We need access to education, good education. We need access to money. We need access to confidence. And a lot of our workshops, I believe, assists kids especially to take that power and to know that I have the right to have access and I need to stand up for that. Yeah.
Why was Film Project started? What was the idea behind it? And
we saw that there was a need. There's always a need for information. And a lot of the times when we speak to kids, you realize that information that I thought everyone knew, they don't know. So we need to, you know, have those conversations. We're not having conversations about our periods. Mm-hmm. You know, my mother didn't actually talk to me about my period. One day it just came, you know, and I didn't really know what it meant. We don't have conversations about our sexual orientations, meaning we don't speak about, do I have to be straight? If I'm a woman, do I have to love a man? Mm. If I'm a man, do I have to love a woman? You know, we don't speak about those things openly. So the spaces that we try to create in schools is one that is safe and one where kids can feel, hey, I think I might be lesbian. Like, is that okay? And we're like, yes, it's okay. Let's talk about it, yeah. You know? So that is also another part of that.
So what were the challenges you guys faced when you started the project?
Firstly, the organization is run by three people who are women. And that's difficult when you're a business owner in any country. Being a woman is not always celebrated or something where people think that you can make decisions. So funding, or getting funding or getting money from people is very hard. You struggle because you're young and you're a woman and you're of color. So those are all semi-obstacles that you have to overcome at some point, right? And then also just, yeah, I think for us the biggest problem was money, because you need to have money to create spaces for kids, and you want to give them certain things that you need that funding for. And also I think another challenge for us was that the three of us who started the organization, we all studied in the arts. So there was a lot of trial and error in the beginning. A lot of mistakes were made, but we learned from that and we grew from that. And the organization is now 5 years old, unofficially 5 years old, officially registered for 2.5 years now. So, yeah, it just grows every year and it just blows my mind.
So how do you guys keep the organization going?
See, that now that's a good question. Firstly, through determination, perseverance, hard work, trusting each other, and knowing that, again, the need is never going to go away. And also wearing different hats. Sometimes we think that just because you're director of an organization, or because the organization started working only in the menstrual education sphere, that you need to stick to that. But we've grown so much, as I mentioned before. Currently, we have a book coming out in August. It's a book called Be Queer, and it is a compilation of essays by different queer people of color living in South Africa. So it's being published by Kwela Books, and it will be coming out in August, and we are so excited. Nice. And we hope that everyone loves it, you know. And that's another way that we keep the organization going, by doing different projects and then telling people, hey, can all the proceeds from that go to organization so that we can work and continue doing the work that we're doing? You know, you have to be innovative. So you have to think about new things, think out of the box. If the funders aren't coming to you, then how are you going to make money, and how are you going to keep the organization going? So do new things, try new things. Yeah. Use all your skills.
True. So where do you see FEM project going in 5 or 10 years?
I see it continuously changing, because life changes all the time and the world changes all the time. So I see us specifically continuing with the advocacy work. As I mentioned what advocacy is before, it's where you go and you speak about things that we need in our country or in your community, and you go advocate for it. You go tell people, this is what we need. This is how we're going to do it. Help us get to that. So I see us continuing doing that, speaking out about injustices and speaking about what works and what doesn't work on an international scale. So that's one thing that I see us continuing doing. And I see us continuing working with kids. We have a new workshop coming out now, or setting up a new workshop for a school in Matroosfontein, Marian High. We've been working with them for the last couple of years. Yeah, so we'll be doing a workshop with them from July to December. We're very excited for that. Yeah, just continuing the work that we're doing, continuing telling people, this is what we need as women in South Africa. This is what we need as the queer community in South Africa. This is what we need as people of color living in South Africa, because, you know, there's a lot that we need. Yeah. So yeah, continuing advocacy and then continuing working with kids, and hopefully a funder will come. Yeah. And also I see us working with Red Cross Children's Hospital, just yes. saying.
Nice. So tomorrow is Youth Day. Mm. Do you have any message for the youth of South Africa?
Yes. Any skill that you may have, even if people bullied you for it or they currently bully you for it. I used to love writing poetry at school, and I would read it to my friends and they're like, lol, here comes Kim again met haar woorde. Like, she thinks she's famous, this and that. And I was like, wow, I was really bullied because I liked writing. I loved writing poetry and then sharing it with my friends. And for a long time, I stopped writing. Especially when I left high school, because people used to make fun of me. But now I realize it was just part of my identity, and kids didn't understand it back then. They were like, why do you think you can write, you know? So even when you are bullied for something, sometimes people bully you because they see something in you that they wish they had. you know. So something that it's to stick to your guns, know what you like, and if you like it, share that with the world, no matter what people tell you.
Nice. So how could someone get involved in your project?
Oh, you can email us at our email address, which is femprojects@gmail.com. FEMMEPROJECTS at gmail.com. And they can also find us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook at FemProjects. And so, you can just reach out there.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, it's Youth Day, hey? And Father's Day tomorrow.
And
I think for me, the young kids need to know that they are the majority in this country. I think, 65% of people in this country is under the age of 30 or 35. That means that we as the young people are the majority in the country. And we have that power. And we need people to listen to us because we are the future. So take your power, own it. If someone bullies you, try and ignore it and work on what makes you happy, because one day that very thing that people bullied you for is going to be your strength.
Thank you so much, Kim, for coming to RX Radio. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.